Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I don't know why everybody's making such a big deal about going out for a Schwitz. There used to be a place in Detroit that was called the Schwitz. It was like a gym sauna-type place, I believe. Anyway, hi, it's the Wojo and Rieger show, and as I believe another radio host at another radio station says, we're not here for a long time, we're here for a good time. I think that pretty much works today for our description. We got Tiger Baseball at 6:20, I'm on till like 6:15, then we'll play some commercials. And it's unfortunate because I got a lot of stuff to get into. I listened to Mike and Rico, great show. I love the discussion of who's going to do it next, and do you remember the last time you felt like Calgary fans or Toronto fans or Suns fans? I mean, there were seven game sevens this week, and they were awesome, with the exception of the Phoenix Suns one. And the Celtics and the Bucks, not a great game either. But the hockey ones were fantastic. I don't know if you were watching. I got to believe at least you watched some of them. But just yesterday, to go back-to-back, you get Rangers in Pittsburgh that go to overtime at Madison Square Garden. And to see Crosby lose, and he became Crosby again, bitching and moaning about some rule after the game. And then to have that followed up by Calgary taking out Dallas after getting scored on first in overtime, Johnny Gaudreau with the game winner in OT, and watching that place go nuts. I don't like Canadian hockey, like not at all. In fact, I root for the Canadians to lose all the time because they love it so much. I want to take that from them. That's just how I am. I'm sorry. I think you as Detroiters feel the exact same way, even though the two guys, three guys, including Kenny Cott, that were in here before don't. But there was such electricity all weekend long. I mean, hell, even the Tigers swept the Baltimore Orioles. So that was fun. But since we don't have a long show, and it's really one segment of radio, I did just want to focus on one game, game seven. And I just wanted to say, it happened again. It happened again. The Toronto Maple Leafs are the Detroit Lions. And I don't know why I get so giddy. Actually, I do. But I get so giddy when Toronto loses in the first round. They have not made it past the first round since 2004. It makes me happy. They blew last year a 3-1 lead to Montreal, but there were no fans in the building. So it didn't really feel all that satisfying. But then this time around, they're up 3-2 on the defending two-time Cup champs, and they give them a 5-on-3 when they're up a goal in game six. I mean, if that ain't Leafs, I don't know what is. Two high stickings in a row in game six. Next thing you know, Tampa has themselves a lengthy 5-on-3. They get dominated in overtime, and Braden Point wins it in OT. They got outshot 2-1, I'm pretty sure. And then you go to game seven, and I'm watching this game Saturday night, and it was the perfect setting. You got all these Leafs fans in the building. You have all these Leafs fans outside the building. You have all these Toronto fans so stiff and tense, knowing full well they're going to choke it away again, and then Tampa scores. And then the Leafs come right back, and then Tampa scores again. I just want to ask you, there's one segment of radio, so what do you want from me? But watching Tampa Bay beat Toronto gave me such joy. And I don't think it means I'm a sick, mean-spirited human being. I think we, as sports fans, we all have our Toronto Maple Leafs. We all have that one team that you just love to see fail. And for me, it's not even Jack Campbell, their goalie. It's not even Mitch Marner. It's not even Austin Matthews, who, by the way, is an American. That's going to kill them, by the way. Their best player is an American. He's from Arizona. First player to have 60 goals in, like, forever. But it's not even their players. Their players, I'm sure, are nice people. It's their fans. I hate their fans. I hate their fans the same way that everybody hates Michigan fans. They're elitist. They talk about their team like they're good, even though they haven't won in forever. And you know what means so much to them? And they're so freaking obnoxious. Like, when the Wings were good and going to cup finals, the Leafs sucked and they couldn't get it right. And they weren't even going to the playoffs. They won a couple times, but they lost in the first round. And then they get guys like Austin Matthews. Remember, they had Mike Babcock, the big name coach that won with the Wings. Throughout the course of really the last decade, their fans have become so insufferable. And I had them watch, I watched them invade Little Caesars Arena and Joe Louis Arena, and the Wings were on the decline, and the Leafs were on the uptick, and their fans were just abysmal to deal with. So I love it. I love it. And I'm not apologizing. And I put it on Twitter on Saturday night, and people were angry at me. I don't know why. I actually thought hating on Toronto was a Detroit thing. You know, Wings and Leafs had some pretty damn good series before the Wings went to the Western Conference. So I do not apologize for my hatred of Canadian hockey and especially the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I'll read some ticket text, but I just had to get that off my chest. Watching Saturday night is the glory of sports. And really watching all weekend. And yeah, you do wonder, like, when will Detroit do it next? And all it takes is one series. All it would take for us is one game. Could you imagine if Detroit had a game seven? I remember going to Little Caesars Arena. It was that Bucks-Pistons series, game three, game four. Pistons did not have a chance. Blake Griffin was a warrior in those games. He was awesome. And he was hurt. Pistons didn't have a chance. They kept it close for like two halves. The first half of game three, the first half of game four. But Little Caesars Arena, for a series that nobody thought the Pistons could win, was freaking electric. It was electric. And I can't wait till we get to see it again. And I have no idea who that team's going to be. You thought maybe the Tigers. I went to the game yesterday, the Tigers game, with my daughter and a buddy and his daughter and my brother. It's a Saturday or Sunday. It was gorgeous. Gorgeous weather. Great day for the kids. There was nobody there. There was nobody there at Comerica Park. And I actually was kind of taken aback. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm like, what? I understand the Tigers stink. I get it. But like, people don't care apparently at all anymore. So I do wonder who the next team's going to be. But I don't apologize for getting so excited at Toronto. That's what you do, by the way. When your team stink, you're forced to root against other teams that are somewhat good. So Saturday night was great. And then yesterday was great, too, watching Sidney Crosby lose to the Rangers and watching the Ranger fans go insane. Artemi Panarin with the game winner. They call him the bread man, one of the cooler nicknames in NHL and really the sports. But that was a cool scene. It'd be great to see Detroit fans get to celebrate like that again. Anyway, a couple quick tick decks. The Leafs curse is amazing. No playoff series wins since 2004. Last 6 years in a row in the first round. And I think three of four of them, they were up 3-2 or 3-1. Look, the Lions just blow, but being a Leafs fan with that talent and choking year after year is a worse fate. That's a great question, actually. What would be more awful? Being a Lions fan. You had Barry, you had Calvin, you had that Stafford guy. They never won you anything. Yeah, you've made the playoffs a couple times, but they never really threatened to be great. The Leafs have threatened to be great. They were a two seed. They have the best hockey player in the game, and it doesn't matter. They can't get it together. Like, poor Sheldon Keefe, the head coach, is going to lose his job because he can't win. And I remember watching Sheldon Keefe in game six, up 3-2, and the Leafs led by a goal. I remember watching Keefe, and he had this look of misery on his face. And I'm like, why does this guy look so damn miserable? It's because he knew it was going to happen. He knew it was going to happen. I don't know why it happens, but it's tremendous that it happens. And I do wonder if maybe their fans stop being so damn insufferable, maybe they'd get a better outcome. There's another ticket text. Loved watching Patrick Waugh get run out of game seven. Wings winning 7-0. Yeah, that's about the last time I think Detroit fans were happy. Now, I heard Mike and Rico ask that question. The last time you got to enjoy what? Calgary, Toronto, well, really Tampa Bay, and Boston, and all these Game 7 fans got to enjoy this weekend. The last time for me was, I remember Danny Cleary at Joe Louis Arena beat the Ducks in a Game 7. It's great. I also remember in 2015, Nick Cronwall got suspended for Game 7 in a game against Tampa Bay. They lost that series. That was pretty much the last time. Other than that, you got to go back to like the 04 Pistons or the 05 Pistons. Like, we had it good for a while. We really did. Like, we were winning championships like once every like 5 years, it felt like. 4 years. Look at us now. Damn it. Got to agree with you, Rieger. Toronto Raptor fans are the worst NBA fans too. Is that right? I don't have my hatred set on the Toronto Raptors. They won a title. It didn't do anything for me. Because I know, I'm pretty sure if you ask every Toronto resident, give back the Kawhi Leonard title and we'll give you a first round victory for the Leafs, I think they'd give it back. I do. Anyway, that's my radio show. That's Wojo and I's radio show. I was kind of all over the place, but that's what you do, I guess, in a segment for segment of radio. Anyway, Tiger baseball coming up next. And it's the Tigers in Tropicana Field, where sometimes you can hit the catwalk and it doesn't count as a home run. That's right. Garbage ballpark, not a great fan base, but good baseball team. And the Tigers with Alex Faiedo on the mound, see if they can get a little bit of offense and maybe make it 4 in a row. I'll tell you this. I don't believe in the Tigers, nor should you believe in the Tigers right now. However, if they put together a nice little road trip here, they got 3 with Tampa Bay, 3 with the Guardians, and 3 with Minnesota. They put together a nice little road trip. Fans are so eager to believe. I kind of believe you'll have much bigger crowds at Comerica Park next time around. All right, Tigers and Rays coming up next. Dan Dickerson and how about Alex Avila on Color 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!